Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Well, according to MarketWatch, the Dow posted the worst first quarter for the stock market in 124 years. So if you're like most Americans, you don't even want to look at your IRA or 401k statements or investments in general right now. And we could certainly understand why you'd want to bury your head in the sand, but that, in our opinion, is the worst thing that you can do right now.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you this morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you have an IRA, a 401k, or any other type of tax-deferred retirement account, you are going to want to pay close attention to our show this morning. So we know we're all in this together. Many things are out of our control. They simply are. I mean, we can't control the outcome of the coronavirus, when it's going to end. All we can do is kind of hold in there and have hope. And we certainly can't control what's next for the stock market. But there are a handful of things you can control, particularly when it comes to your IRA, your 401k, and they can have a big impact on your wealth. And John, that's what we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, this is actually a great show. And the reality is, in our opinion, there's always opportunities in any market, even in a volatile market. So what we're going to talk about on today's show is we're going to talk about four ways that could help protect your IRA or 401k from this stock market correction. And this is going to include the good news and bad news for your retirement accounts with the latest stimulus bill. There's a lot of play out there right now with that in the media. Why this downturn in the market is a window of opportunity to potentially save a fortune in taxes with your IRA and 401k, plus the unexpected impact of fees and expenses that could have a huge impact on your long-term wealth.
All right, John, well, let's dive in here. Let's start with the new stimulus bill and how it impacts someone's IRA or 401k. And so this from the Washington Post earlier this week, coronavirus stimulus package offers relief for retirees with RMD waiver and penalty-free 401k withdrawals. So let's dive in here and let's talk about RMDs, required minimum distributions, because they're suspended for 2020, John.
Yeah, that's actually true. I was contacted by a client of mine who called just this week and wanted to ask about what were they going to do with their required minimum distributions, when should they take it, and they didn't know that those were suspended. But you're required by law to take withdrawals from your IRA, simple IRA, SEP, retirement plan such as a 401k once you reach 72. That used to be 70 and a half before 2020. So there's been several changes to this rule just within the last few months. But the CARES Act waives the RMD payments for 2020, and this includes inherited IRAs. Additionally, the waiver covers the first RMD, which individuals may have delayed from 2019 until April 1st, according to the Act's provisions. And this is an article that came out recently from Fidelity Investments. But the bottom line is current balances are potentially, not in all cases, many cases, massively reduced from the end of the 2019 balances, and retirees will wind up being forced to sell their stocks or funds at bargain basement prices had this change not taken place. And so that's actually a good thing. And this really kind of speaks to, you know, making sure that you're in contact with your financial advisor based on your situation, because there are some cases where folks have thought this was their only alternative, but just through talking through their situation, we've been able to come up with some ways that they could actually support their income through times like these. So coronavirus-related distributions can be taken for some of the following reasons. I think this is important to get out there. If you or your spouse or dependent has been diagnosed with coronavirus, or you've experienced adverse financial consequences as a result of being quarantined, furloughed, or laid off, or your work hours have been reduced, if you're unable to work because of a lack of childcare, you know, that's a that's a huge issue in America today, where people have kids, you know, that, you know, my wife is a school teacher, so she's homeschooling now. She's not necessarily thrilled about that, but if my wife, we did not have that situation, we would have a potential issue with childcare because we don't have any family that's here in Nashville. The closest is Bowling Green, Kentucky. So, you know, childcare would certainly be an issue.
Right.
So there's a lot of people out there like that right now. If you've had to close or reduce the hours of a business as a result of the virus is another reason, or you've been financially impacted by other factors that are determined by the Treasury Secretary. So withdrawals up to $100,000 made on or after January 1st would not incur the penalty, according to the Society for Human Resources Management, which also has a useful analysis of the work-related provisions that the CARES Act provides. So, you know, again, this is just stuff that you want to be informed of, and why we say that depending on your situation, there's going to be opportunities.
Well, and I think there's also some tax breaks here too, John. I mean, I know to ease the tax burden, if you pull money from your retirement account, you have, and listen to this, you have 3 years right now to pay taxes on the withdrawals. And so you can basically repay all or portion of the distribution within 3 years. And on top of that, the replacements will not be counted toward your annual contribution limits. This is a big deal. Again, another thing that another good part of the stimulus bill that could apply to you in the situation. Another piece of this, John, is the retirement plan loan amount has been doubled. So I'm reading here that according to AARP notes, loan limits from the retirement plans have been increased from $50,000 to $100,000. Of course, the existing rule that loans may not exceed half of the vested account balance has now been removed in order to allow this that portion of the bill to pass through.
That's right. And then new and existing loan payments can be deferred for a year. Retirement plans can actually make amendments and adopt these rules immediately, even if the plan does not share or allow for hardship distributions or loans. So just some important things. And in the coming weeks, the IRS is going to clarify a lot of what the CARES Act does and issue guidance. But before you make a move, you would want to be making sure that you're double checking what's allowed. And certainly that information is going to be available, irs.gov. You know, that's something that we're going to be keeping up with as a firm as well. But the bottom line is what I want people to understand is that there are options. There's options for retirees. There's options for people that are not retired. You know, we are going to make it through this virus. There's starting to be some hopeful signs. We're thrilled about that. But I'll tell you, there are also just these changes that we need to constantly be aware of. But most people don't see it right now. But this significant market correction could literally be the best thing that ever happened to your IRA or 401k, not just the stuff that we're really talking about. There are many opportunities that could potentially reduce your taxes in retirement. They could potentially improve your investment returns over time. They could potentially lower your fees and expenses. And the thing about fees and expenses is fees and expenses cut both ways. They take away from your gain in the good years of the market. They add to your loss in times of volatility. Mm.
Listen, friends, we're here. We're available to talk with you about your specific opportunities over the phone or via video conference. We've done a lot of that over the last few weeks. It's really whatever you want to do, however we can meet you and meet your needs. So this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers into the show and ask to schedule time to review your free IRA and 401k analysis. So you can call us this morning at 615-619-1615. Don't waste this opportunity during this down market to do some things that you probably really couldn't do in some other times with your IRA, your 401k. So to schedule your free analysis, call us this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615.
Well, many people will use this downturn in the stock market to help save a small fortune in taxes and retirement. And we're going to tell you how you can do that when we come back on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, most people can only see the massive losses they've suffered in the stock market right now, but there are overlooked opportunities with the downturn in the market that, in our opinion, they're not seeing. And this opportunity or these opportunities could potentially help you save a boatload of taxes and many other things when you retire.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxim and Christy here in studio with you this morning. Today, John and I are in studio. Pete is missing in action this morning as he's doing some board meetings with some schools he works with. And so missing him this morning, wishing him well. But John and I are talking about the ultimate guide to managing your IRA, your 401k, some of those other tax-deferred accounts in uncertain times. And obviously, that's what we're living in right now. So coming up in this segment, and we're going to talk about how some preventative tax planning strategies could help you save tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, in taxes, particularly when it comes to your tax-deferred retirement accounts. So, John, unfortunately, for the time being, at least, you and Pete aren't hosting any educational retirement events, at least not in person, for obvious safety reasons. But I do know there are several free educational, in particular, webinars that you guys are offering during this time for free, when many of us are really kind of stuck at home and trying to already finish our Netflix shows and wondering what's next.
Yeah, well, listen, if you've already binge watched Netflix and you're looking for some good information, these webinars are going to be really helpful for you and your family. And the fact is, you know, one of the things, Ben, I've realized through this period of time is the absolute value of the IT firm that we work with and secures our clients' information. And of course, we continue to talk about opportunities through radio and our TV show, but also through webinars, because really and truly, some of the opportunities that we believe, in our opinion, are available today are probably not going to be available a couple of months from now, or certainly not at the same level. And I want to say again, there is always opportunities in the economy and in the market for people if you're willing to look at them. The worst thing you could do right now is be paralyzed by all the volatility that you see and think that you just have to suffer losses and wait till the economy recovers, whenever it recovers. There are options depending on your situation. But in these webinars that we're doing, you can go to beaconcm.com. You can register for free. And we're talking about things like how the coronavirus is impacting your retirement. We're talking about how to manage volatility, market volatility during these periods of time, and even some things understanding Social Security. Now that you might be thinking, well, why would I want to talk about Social Security right now? Well, depending on how you're taking your income and the accounts that you're taking your income from, just like we talked about at the start of the show, referencing required minimum distribution, there is a cause and effect on every financial part of your life. And I don't personally believe that Social Security is an entitlement program. I think it's an asset. And so all of these webinars are available again at beaconcm.com. They're typically about 20 to 25 minutes long. They're all free and there's some great information.
That's perfect. All right. So diving back into this. So one of the biggest retirement tax traps out there, and we all know it. And if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you've heard us talk about this. But tax trap that's one of the more common out there is withdrawing money from your 401k, your IRA. Because saving money is so easy. That's how these accounts were designed to be. They're designed to help us save money. And because we get a little nice tax break, at least we do on the front side. But when you withdraw your money in retirement, well, that's when things seem to get a little more complicated. But like John said, there are some opportunities to save money. And so what we want you to understand this morning is there are opportunities here, and we want you to be able to use this downturn to save money in taxes, money that really matters, John. And so that's the main point of it, particularly this segment this morning.
Well, that's exactly right, because what most people don't realize is that when you save in tax-deferred accounts, you could be creating what we call a tax time bomb, because when you retire, the IRS wants your cut. And I've had countless people that have said, well, I deferred money in taxes, so I saved money. Well, my opinion is with tax deferral, you didn't save money, you just deferred taxes. And the bigger that account gets, the higher your tax liability becomes. And believe it or not, taxes in retirement could be the biggest expense that many people have, and the main culprit why most people will potentially, you know, lose a lot more to taxes than they do even to market losses over time. From MarketWatch, this is a direct quote from them. The unpleasant surprise waiting for you when you retire is taxes. Tax-deferred accounts are great until they aren't. When we have to pay taxes on our withdrawals, millions of Americans have these tax-deferred accounts. And pundits laud them, companies help fund them, institutional services them, and markets help them grow. But when it comes to the time period to empty them or when you need income, well, guess who's patiently waiting to take their cut? Well, that would be Uncle Sam. And you got a nice tax break when you started saving money in your IRAs, but now you're retired and you have to start pulling money out. And there are definite tax strategies that you can utilize right now. You can use market volatility and the market downturn to your advantage if you're having this conversation. And that doesn't even mean that you sell anything. But, you know, we've had a huge, huge opportunity with tax reform. Let me just put this whole conversation in some context that's easy to understand, okay? I've looked at a bunch of different companies and stocks that have obviously gone down with this market downturn, and it's affected every company out there. You know, the airlines, oil companies. I'm not sure where it's at right now, but I looked at Home Depot at one point, was down almost 40%. Do you really think Home Depot today is worth 40% less than it was a month ago or 2 months ago or whatever? Probably not. Now, there's, you know, anytime you're dealing with investments, of course, there's risk. So you have to understand it. But if you have 100 shares of Home Depot or 100 shares or whatever of a mutual fund or whatever, and it's lost money, you have the opportunity to potentially look at a Roth conversion within those same shares. So I'm not talking about selling. So if a stock is worth $100 and now it's worth 60, and you do a Roth conversion at 60, and then it goes back up to 100 over time when the economy recovers, you're making all of that recovery. You're paying taxes that you already owe on a lower tax burden, and you're getting the increase in a tax-free environment. The question is the advisor you're working with right now looking at how to use the volatility of the market to positively affect you and your family moving forward? If the answer to that is no, or you can't get them on the phone, or they're not having that conversation, you need to work with someone, whether it's Beacon or someone else, that can actually show you the opportunity that you have right now.
Well, John, the unfortunate thing is that many people are going to lose money in the stock market right now. It's just, and again, I'm not trying to use a scare tactic. That's really simply the truth of the matter. We've tried to make this very convenient for you. Again, your safety is one of our primary concerns here. And so we've done a lot of work on the back end. Like John said, we really celebrate our IT team and what they've been able to do to help us be able to provide this information safely, securely over the internet, you know, over the internet waves to you so that you can still get this information over the phone, whatever's the easiest format for you. So call us, we'll gather some basic information, and then we're going to go to work and find the biggest opportunities that could reduce your taxes on your IRA, your 401k, Social Security benefits, like John said, investment income, and much more. Doesn't cost you a dime. There's no strings attached. So you really have nothing to lose. This morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers and get our free tax reduction analysis. Call us this morning, 615-619-1615. We want you to take advantage of this window of opportunity right now. This is not something that, again, it may not be available a month from now, but right now it's something you can start the conversation. We can see what kind of money can you save. So give us a call, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Yeah. Coming up next, a simple and easy way that could reduce your risk in the market right now. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Well, I have a question for you. If you had the opportunity to turn the clock back 60 days on your investments, how would you change your portfolio knowing today what you know?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you. And today, John and I are in studio, and we're talking about the ultimate guide, what you need to know to manage your IRA, your 401k, in these uncertain times that we're living in. So coming up, we're going to talk about why updating and rebalancing your investment right now could be the single best way, really, to protect your IRA and your 401k. So there's one thing we know, we've talked about it, that could help protect your investments from a sinking stock market, and that's having a properly diversified portfolio. So, John, let's talk a little bit about the value of diversifying now and then potentially again in, say, 6 months.
Well, I mean, it's critical that you know your risk tolerance, how much you can afford to lose, how close you are to retirement, a lot of questions like that. How much cash do you need on hand? If the market continues to show volatility or it pulls back, you know, what happens to your plans if the market doesn't recover for 6 months or 10 months or a year? These are questions you should be asking yourself right now. And let me explain why. I mean, we're not against the markets. You know, we have our clients invested in the market, not exclusively in the market. We think that you need to have some of your money invested in the market. But we also don't think you need to sit back and do nothing in this market. You need to look at how you're evaluated right now, how much risk you have, because it's really, really important. Because the market, the Dow is looking, Ben, one of the days in the high volatility. I mean, we've gone through a historic 30 days where we've seen days, sell-offs in the market that were down is more than the days of the Great Depression from percentage-wise. I mean, that's historic. And we don't let volatility and fear control our decisions. When we see volatility in the market, we look for opportunity. And there are opportunities right now. You need to make sure your portfolio aligns with where the opportunities are right now, because there are opportunities. But, you know, I was talking to somebody recently and they said, well, you know, the market was down really bad and it's come back and we've had some good days. That's true. And that's a good thing. We want the market to do well. So the other question that I would ask you is, if you saw the volatility we've seen the last 30 days and you've had some upturn here, as you've had the upturn, has anyone contacted you about opportunities that exist today? Because there are opportunities. And ask yourself another question. Do you think we're out of the woods with volatility? I don't. Now, I'm not worried about the U.S. economy long term. I believe our country and our economy will recover and that it's bigger than coronavirus. But I also don't think that we're out of the woods in terms of volatility. For example, just a few days ago, the CEO of Delta came out and said that they expect that their revenue is going to be down 90% this next quarter.
Yeah,
I've seen all kinds of predictions that GDP is going to contract anywhere from 10 to 14, in some cases even 30%. Now, I don't know how much it's going to contract, but I don't think GDP is going to be 2 or 3% next quarter.
Right.
And the Lehman collapse, the entire time we had Lehman collapse in 2008, we had a period of time where 25 million people were laid off. We've just watched over 10 million people be laid off in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the velocity of this and the speed of this is very unique. Now, Ben, you know, I did an interview a couple of weeks ago. One of the questions the person interviewing me asked was, they said, well, this is an unprecedented event. And what do you do in unprecedented events? I said, well, you know, in my opinion, this is really not an unprecedented event. Unprecedented events happen. In 1987, the market was down 38% roughly the last quarter of the year, and people called it unprecedented. When we had the tech stock bust, and we had 9/11, which was tragic. Yeah. It was unprecedented. Then we had Lehman, and that was unprecedented.
Yeah.
Guess what, folks? Unprecedented events happen in the market. I don't get real excited when the market's way up, and I don't get real nervous when the market's showing volatility like this, because unprecedented events happen. Now, they're unique, and they have unique challenges, but they also have unique opportunities if you're willing to look at those things. And so there are some very specific questions regarding diversification, Ben, and many other things that you need to be asking yourself right now, and you need to be asking your advisor. And if your advisor can't show you where opportunities or potential opportunities are right now, and what they're doing about income and your risk profile, you need to get a second opinion.
That's a good point, John. I feel like there's people too that their tendency is to just want to obsess about this stuff. And you know, speaking of that, I saw an article this week from Seeking Alpha, and really the title is what captured me. But the title is Lessons Learned: Diversification Does the Trick, Coronavirus or Not. And it was funny, the article talked about, you know, how we think that, again, somehow we handle life better when we obsess over these things. And I love the point of the article, because where they're driving is to say, really, your portfolio should be a diversified collection of money making and money saving assets. Mm-hmm. That's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, that mm-hmm. bottom line, that is, there's a lot of truth behind that. And the article went on to say that, you know, the plan at that point, it does all the obsessing for you. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to sit there and obsess and worry and constantly watching the stock market, trying to figure out what's mm-hmm. going to happen. You can go to bed and you can sleep at night mm-hmm. and you can wake up knowing that you're going to be okay and the world is not going to fall apart for you. The last line of the article says proper portfolio diversification is the perfect prevention. There's a lot of truth in that simple sentence.
Absolutely. And there's even, but I would say that that's part of the truth. I would add to that, it's not just standard typical diversification. What most people think about standard typical diversification is just small cap, mid cap, large cap, or you have a bond fund, or you have 40% bonds, 60% equities. That's their idea of diversification. That's not my idea of diversification. And when you talk about money-making buckets and money-saving assets, I'm going to add another one to that. How about an income-producing asset?
Good point.
Because when you retire, it's all about income. You know, one of the webinars that I did and that we're putting together on market volatility talks about the past. You know, and you know, if you look at the past, standard typical diversification in and of itself, and listen, I'm not saying that that's not important. It's vital. But your plan, in my opinion, has to have more to it than just throw in a few things in small cap, mid cap, and just kind of sprinkling a little bit here and there. And here's the other thing I would add to that, Ben. If that's the only thing financial planning is, go open up a Vanguard's account and do it yourself.
Right.
If it's that simple, just go do, don't work with Beacon, don't work with any advisor you're going to pay a fee to. Go do it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to look really good when the market's going up. How does your advisor look when the market's going down? And there's no perfect advisor. If you're in the market, you're losing money when the market goes down, like we saw volatility in the last 30 days. But that should not have a massive impact on your income if you're retired. So I would add income bucket into that as well. And when you think about this market and where it's headed, or where we think it might or might not be headed, if the market goes back up, you're probably good in terms of income. What if it doesn't for a while? You know, one of the things that I talked about in the webinar, managing volatility, that in the 80s and 90s, it was really easy to look at the market and say, I just wanted to be diversified, buy and hold, and pull out 4% a year, because in the decade of the 80s and 90s, the S&P 500 did 14.67% a year. Now, if the market's going up 14.67% a year, you can pull out 4% a year. And even if you're a conservative investor, you in the 80s, you could add money in CDs. You're probably making 12-13% in bank CDs. Of course, interest rates were probably in the 20s. But I was talking to a client of mine who's an engineer the other day, and I showed him a chart that's put out by a friend of mine who's an actuary that proves out that for the last 20 years, January 1st of 2000 through March 16th of 2020, the S&P 500 did 4.42% gross of fees with reinvested dividends. So when it comes to your income nowadays, just adopting some of these philosophies on diversification alone is not going to get you to the finish line, in my opinion. It's going to maybe get you to retirement when you're putting money in, but it's probably not going to get you through retirement when you're pulling money out.
All these opportunities are things we're going to cover with a free IRA and 401k analysis for you. And again, we can review your analysis and talk about your options over the phone or via video conference. Again, whatever is easiest for you, most convenient for you. So this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers and schedule time to review your free IRA or 401k analysis. Again, don't waste the opportunity that this down market is giving us that could help you do more when it comes to your IRA, your 401k. So give us a call this morning to schedule time. That's 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, you're paying thousands of dollars in potential hidden fees and expenses in your IRA or 401k, and you may not even know it. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can put an end to it. Stick around.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, your IRA and 401k are taking a beating in the market right now for most people, and to add insult to injury, you could be paying thousands of dollars every year in investment fees and expenses that you might not know are there because they may or may not be disclosed on your statement.
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here. Thank you for joining us this morning. Today, John and I are in studio, and we're talking about how to manage your IRA, your 401k, in uncertain times. And obviously, we all know we are living in some uncertain times in many ways, trying to predict what the market is going to do. A lot of this stuff is out of our control. Final segment this morning, we want to talk about how you could dramatically reduce or even potentially eliminate your investment fees and expenses with your IRA and your 401k. So what is one of the easiest ways to save money in retirement? Well, that's right. The answer is minimizing those investment fees and expenses and penalties, potential penalties on your retirement accounts. So Forbes says this, your retirement funds are yours. So don't let these penalty taxes reduce the amount of money you have to support your lifestyle in retirement and your spending needs. Missed RMDs, excess contributions, and the early withdrawal penalty tax can be extremely painful. For those of you that have walked this through, you know, and it can cost you a lot of money if you're not careful. So that is a key, particularly in this time, is to reevaluate and figure out how to make sure you're not overpaying for fees, and particularly if you don't know your fees and have hidden fees out there that you're paying for that are taking money directly out of your pocket. We need to figure out how to get a grip on that and make some changes there, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, when it comes to investment fees and expenses, this can be a case of 1, 2, even sometimes 3%. Which may not sound like much over a short period of time, but it could add up to a ton of money over time. So how do you calculate that? Well, think about whatever the amount of money you have in your investment accounts is right now. If it's $500,000, and you could save 1% a year, that's $5,000 a year. Well, over 10 years, that's $50,000. Now, listen, nobody works for free. If you're in this business and you're an advisor, obviously advisors make a living helping clients plan their finances. And we think that's a good thing. And fees, in our opinion, are an issue in the absence of value. So, but we do believe you need to know what your fees are and make sure that you're getting the value for that. You know, the Motley Fool says everyone pays fees. This is an article that they wrote recently. When they invest in a retirement account, whether it's a 401k or other types of plans, but not everyone fully understands what they're paying. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans incorrectly believe they're not paying anything in 401k fees at all. And according to a survey from TD Ameritrade, there's another 22% that aren't sure if they're paying fees or not. So these are pretty credible sources. And I will tell you that fees can be a huge drag on your overall retirement plan, Ben, because the fact is that fees cut both ways, right? And so if you think about when the market has a really good year, if your portfolio was to do 10% when the market went up, if your fee structure is 3%, your after fee return is going to be 7, right? And so if you could cut that a point to a point and a half, or maybe 2% in some cases, everyone's situation is going to be different. You don't know until you do the analysis. That's going to be more money in your pocket. Well, when you have volatility like we're having right now, fees are not waived in the down year. So the same thing happens if the market draws down 10% in a year and your fees are 3, you're not losing 10, you're losing 13. So it's the fee reduction that can take place in the upturns of the market and in the downturns that if you have more than you should, it's kind of like a double-edged sword that can really over time impact you a lot more than you might think.
And John, I've heard you and Pete say many times over the last several years, some really good clients, very well educated, extremely smart, come in here and they've got some pretty good financial picture in place, a fairly good financial plan, but even many of them have no idea what they're paying in fees. Yeah,
that's right. Well, and because it's not abundantly transparent to people that are out there unless you're reading your prospectus. Now, you know, you think about how many times a month that you get a prospectus in the mail. You should be reading those documents. And Ben, as we get towards the end of today's show, I kind of want to recap some things that I think are just, you know, really, really important because, you know, I've talked to so many people in the last 3 weeks that are so, they're just down. They're discouraged by this volatility. And, you know, I'm getting questions like, will I ever recover? Will I be able to retire now? Or will I have to work another 5 to 10 years because this has happened? And there's this level of desperation and almost despair with some people. Well, I just want to say for the record, we don't make decisions out of despair or being desperate or fear. That is not what we do. We believe every market, including this one, represents opportunities. There are opportunities right now that can help you get to and through retirement. But the absolute worst thing that you can do is sit back and do nothing. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing you can do. Again, I don't see one opportunity in the stock market. I see many opportunities. How good would it be to have a conversation with your advisor that actually sees opportunities and can prove those out to you? I see opportunities that could help you save lots of money in taxes, not just today, but over time. If that was true, are you having that conversation with your advisor? Would that make you feel better right now if you could find a viable way to save money in taxes? You can actually recapture market loss through tax efficiency. Mm. Did you know that?
Good point, John.
I see opportunities in rebalancing and updating investments to where opportunities are in today's market for you and your family. And these could potentially dramatically improve your returns when the market and the economy does recover. Are you having those conversations with your advisor? Are they showing you opportunities that exist, potential opportunities right now based on what's happening with coronavirus? I see opportunities to reduce or eliminate investment fees. Again, as the market recovers, if you can reduce fees, you're going to go up more by reducing fees. And folks, there's these and many more.
That's right. And we want to show you, we want to help you uncover, discover, learn what all these opportunities are. And it starts with a free analysis, our free IRA and 401k analysis. Again, we review this over the phone, via video conference, whatever is really easiest for you, most convenient for you. So this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement, call on the show this morning and ask to schedule time to review your free IRA or 401k analysis. Again, you're probably sitting at home, you've done the Netflix binge watching, you're trying to figure out what to do. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and spend a few minutes talking this through. It's going to make you feel better, hopefully, and you're going to start formulating a game plan. Again, a good retirement game plan, it doesn't predict when these things happen, but it's prepared for market correction. And that's what we want to make sure that you're prepared for. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, our time is up this morning, folks. As always, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime at 615-619-1615 to learn how we can help you and your family.
Or you can visit us online. That's beaconcm.com. And don't forget to check out the webinars. Those are available at beaconcm.com/webinars. Until next time, I'm Ben Christie here with John Max, wishing Mr. Pete Benson well. We're all from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.